Hey, first of all, hello, it's Morning Digestion for Monday, April 8th. As you can tell, I'm still sick. There may or may not be a podcast this afternoon. I have to go to the doctor. It all depends on what time they can see me. If I can get it done, I will. If not, hey, it's just the way it goes. This thing has been hanging on and hanging on, and it's getting worse by the day, if you want to know the truth. Okay, so the news, first of all, I should say, in addition to being able to write me at hosts@johngibson.com, those of you who like the show can get in on the online chat. The chat's been set up at Discord. Ooh, there's a doctor's office calling. Hang on. Okay, so I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon. It may or may not interfere with the podcast. I just don't know yet. Okay, so where was I? Trump is totally exasperated with the border situation. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And the news, CBS News, everybody else news, is Kristen Nielsen suddenly resigned on Sunday. The Washington Post said she had no intention to resign. Then she met with Trump. Boom, boom, boom. Apparently, somebody else, Politico, said she carries around a resignation letter, ready to resign at any moment. The Politico says it's Stephen Miller's fault. AP says Trump is totally exasperated. The Border Patrol's dangerous chases. This is a MSN.com news story about the Border Patrol has been freed to chase these drivers who are smuggling people across at high speeds and putting out, what do they call those things? Those strips of nails to blow out the tires. The San Diego Union, the impossibility of finding visa overstays, which is true. Fox News, former Trump officials, particularly border officials like John Kelly and Kristen Nielsen, are being blacklisted by the left. Left sending out letters to major corporations, don't give these people jobs. Tech, UK imposes tough online regulations. That's in CNET.com. In ITV.com, which is a Brit broadcaster, sites to be fined or blocked. The sun.uk.co.uk. Zuckerberg was warned. The mirror.co.uk. Google hit for dodging billions of dollars in taxes. The New York Times says free speech online will be governed by Europe's rules, not the U.S. Constitution. And the New York Times in San Francisco, you can live on tech billionaires' trash. It is a story about this guy who lives a few blocks from Mark Zuckerberg's house, and he goes through his trash all the time, finds stuff like clothes, and, vacuum cleaners and things like that that are perfectly good. Trump News, Dems changed the law to get at Trump's tax returns. It's in the New York Times. It's a New York state legislator. Mulvaney says the Dems will never see the tax returns. Never. That's in the Washington Post. In the New York Times, Charles Blow believes Trump's followers see him as a rascally rapscallion, a folk hero. Even though they don't like his behavior, they tolerate it in him because he's their hero. The Washington Post, Barr's redactions are still not visible. Nobody knows what they are, but already grave suspicions. No kidding. Politics, Trump is going to campaign on problems he promised to fix. That's in the Washington Post. Now, this is an interesting story. New York Times, are we a republic or a democracy? Democrats push for a democracy so they can crush Republicans. This is a really basic misunderstanding of how constitutionally this country is set up. Everybody's you got these people like Christian Gillibrand and Beto O'Rourke and all these people saying every vote should count. Yeah, well, every vote does count. But under a republic, the the interests of a minority are protected by the system so that pure democracy can't just crush them. And it's really clear that Democrats want a pure democracy because they think they just have more people and that they can just crush the opposition. And so this is now, this story in the New York Times is about a school in Michigan in which the teacher, you know, it seems like they're eighth graders or something like that, is trying to teach them the values of democracy as opposed to the values of a republic. And you can see agenda at work. In the New York Times, readers debate Biden's touchy-feely previous life. That's, this, you know, it's quite clear when you read this that what we have is, you know, a baby boomer generation, of which Biden is supposedly a representative, finding itself completely out of touch with the millennial and following generations, just do not like this behavior at all and aren't satisfied with just simply ending it. They want to go back in time and punish it. Politico, Reality Bites Beto. He is not in the top tier anymore. Social Justice Warrior, University, New York University, it's in the New York Times, of course, drops names from the dorms. And the reason that the names are being changed is those names are people who own slaves. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, everybody's talking about this story. In South Africa, a rhino poacher, guy entered the Kruger National Forest to kill rhinos, was killed by elephants and then eaten by lions. The only thing that was left of him was a skull and a pair of pants. Once again, I hate to tell you this, but this illness I have has been hanging on much longer than I anticipated, and it's gotten in places where I wish it wouldn't go. So I'm going to the doc this afternoon, and that may stand in the way of getting a podcast done. So apologies in advance, but that's just kind of the way it goes. I got to get over this quick, and it's not doing it by itself. Once again, if you want to chat during the day, whether it's while I'm doing the podcast or any other time, there's a app called Discord. And I guess you look for Gibson Radio on there once you go into Discord, and you'll find Josh and a few others, including Ellie and others, in there chatting away at various times of the day. As Josh says, there's always somebody in there. So that's it for now. We'll see how this works out with the old doc.